This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The real agenda of Hollywood and the liberal movie producing industry is to normalize behavior that used to be considered deviant. This is the whole point. This is why every movie, every show, every sitcom, everything now has to push lesbian scenes, gay scenes, and of course, transgenderism. That is what it's all about. And Hollywood has to embed the messaging of that into every production. And just as a great example, Netflix is in on this too. They've got a new series, Ozark, by I think Jason Bateman is one of the producers and the key star. And Ozark goes full Brokeback Mountain all of a sudden, right just in the middle of the series. That's when I stopped watching it, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the series just goes like suddenly gay FBI guy is making out with gay redneck from the Ozarks. And the message there is that what they're trying to say is that, oh, everybody could be gay. Well, you know, I've never been against people being gay and having their own freedom to do what they want. But this is propaganda. It's pushing the idea that everybody's gay. Everybody's not gay. In fact, the vast majority of people are not gay. Again, nothing wrong if you are. I've always supported individual liberty of gay individuals, gay couples, whatever. But to go out there and just put a layer of gay erotic scenes into everything it's propaganda. It's like it's indoctrinating watchers into thinking, oh, this is normal. Same thing in like Westworld. The HBO series about the robot fantasy land, you know, where people go to escape reality. Sure enough, got to have a gay lesbian robot scene. In right there in episode 3 or whatever it was. And it's just that they're pushing it all the time. And the thing is, they're not going to stop with just making sure that there's gay and lesbian scenes in every film, every TV show, every sitcom. They're going to go the next step, which to the left is pedophilia. We've already seen articles in left-leaning publications, like I think Slate had a piece and New York Times had a piece where they say, well, pedophilia, they say, is not abnormal. It's just a preference, they say. So it's not hard to imagine that five or 10 years down the road, you're going to have pedophilia being pushed in all the movies, all the films, all the sitcoms, and they're going to say that pedophilia is normal to the left. And then any of us who point out, what? This is crazy. This is unhealthy. Why are you depicting pedophilia as being normal? We're going to be called, you know, prudes or right wingers or haters. Oh, you're intolerant of the pedophiles that are in the sitcoms. No, we're not intolerant. We're trying to protect children from you sex predators. That's what we're trying to do. But you see, they're always pushing the edge. There's going to be trans animalism. You know, right now it's just transgenderism, but there'll be like transracial characters, someone who looks white, but she thinks she's black. There'll be trans animalism characters, somebody who's human, but thinks they are a lizard creature or something. I don't know. They are a brown bear. Or as Bruce Willis said in Fifth Element, I am a human popsicle. I mean, they're just going to go insane with this, and they're going to make the more and more deviant, bizarre twists of society. They're going to try to make them look normal and thereby spread them to other people. And this is really what the culture war is like to the left. They have to invade every institution, such as the U.S. military, and push transgenderism in the military and push transgenderism in the school system, not just to the point of tolerance or acceptance, but to the point of saying that they say that heterosexuality is hateful, or that being white is itself racist, that a straight white person cannot be a reasonable, tolerant person in their minds. They say, if you're straight and white, then you are by definition bigoted and intolerant and racist and all this other stuff. In fact, it's gone so far now, the culture war has begun attacking gay white people. There have been attacks on gay whites because apparently they're not gay enough to outweigh their whiteness, which is now considered evil by the insane, delusional left. So now, I mean, 10 years ago, just being gay was enough. You know, you were part of the LGBT community if you were gay. They didn't care if you were white or Puerto Rican or African American or Chinese or whatever. You were gay, you were in the club. Now, if you're white and gay, you're being targeted because you don't fit enough. You don't have enough color, you see. And just being gay is not enough anymore to be part of this club of intolerance that the left has devolved into. Like, pretty soon you'll have to be, oh, like, maybe if you're a white pedophile, you're okay with them, because, you know, you're more strange than you know, anything they've ever talked about before. So maybe if you're a trans animal white pedophile, you could definitely belong to the club. But if you're just like a regular gay white person, then you're no longer tolerated. So you see how the scope of tolerance by the left keeps shrinking. It gets smaller and smaller, and they express more and more hatred to more groups. So just being a male now gets you hated by the left. Remember Evergreen College, where that white college professor, who's a male, was blasted and vilified and really defamed by staffers and students at the college because he refused to leave the campus for the No Whites Day. They were holding a No Whites Day, and all white people had to leave the campus. Yeah, this is what Evergreen College did, and New York Times defended it. The white people should leave because they don't understand, because they're not black, so they got to leave. And this college professor, who's a liberal, who is a white liberal, he said, "I'm not leaving. This is discrimination. Of course it is." And of course, he was totally blasted. He's now suing that college, by the way, for I think $3.5 million. The new lawsuit that he has filed for the mental anguish and torment that they put him through. Yeah, I mean, look how much society has changed. Where it used to be, you know, black people were persecuted, and now white people are persecuted for being white. So the script has flipped, but that doesn't make it fair. All of a sudden, it's racism in the other direction. And that's what's happening. That's the left has become a racist, bigoted cultural institution that does not have any real tolerance for people who happen to be born as men, or happen to be born white, or happen to be straight instead of homosexual. You know, if you are a regular, just white male, you are hated by the left for the color of your skin. Which Martin Luther King told us is something we should never judge people by. Not the color of their skin, but the content of their character, right? Isn't that what Martin Luther King Jr. told us? And yet, the left, who considers Martin Luther King Jr. to be their hero, they deny that bit of wisdom, and they do judge people by their color. And if you're not colorful enough, then you are automatically hated and discriminated against by the left. So there's all these things: sexual orientation, sexual deviancy, like, you know, pedophilia. There's transgenderism, transracialism, transanimalism. All these things are now being depicted as totally normal, and yet the things that are normal, such as just being a heterosexual person who has a partner of the opposite sex, that is being attacked. And you're being attacked for your skin color, and you are attacked for just being straight. And Hollywood is the venue for pushing all of this. This is the whole point of Netflix and Amazon Prime and HBO and movies. It is a sickening industry of disinformation, of propaganda and indoctrination. And it has infiltrated almost every show, almost every movie. And it's hard to find a movie now that isn't some kind of weird deviant propaganda for the left. You know, it's hard to find a TV show that doesn't pander to a transgenderism or suddenly sprout, you know, like gay men sex scenes in the middle of the script for no reason. It's just gratuitous gay encounters or lesbian encounters for no reason other than to push its normalization in the culture. And it's an agenda. And it is engineered. It's engineered into every script. It's engineered into every show. It's written into the scripts. The same way, did you know the CDC pays money to Hollywood movie producers and sitcom producers to put vaccine propaganda into the scripts? Well, the LGBT community, in a sense, does the same thing, except it's they don't have to pay for it. The Hollywood left is so far to the left, they do it for free. But they take every script and they say, how can we make it more transgender? How can we put more gay encounter scenes or lesbian scenes in this script? Or how do we attack white people in this movie? How do we make it seem weird to be heterosexual? All of that. And that is so far twisted, and it's just really sickening. Because as a tolerant person myself, I'm on the record hundreds of times saying that what you want to do with your life and your sexual orientation and your partners and whatever, that's your own business as far as I'm concerned, because that's personal liberty. Do what you want. But don't push your lifestyle or your deviancy if you're into weird stuff, you know, like pedophilia or, I don't know, robot sex or whatever it is. Don't push that on other people. That is not your place. That is not how tolerance is achieved. And stop condemning people just because they are normal. However you define normal, I guess, is up to you. But, you know, heterosexuality is normal. You know, to love someone of the opposite sex, to have a partner of the opposite sex, that is normal. That's what you find throughout nature. That is the predominant interaction. The male and female of a species get together and procreate. That's normal. That's nature. That's science. That is the world all around us. That's how Mother Nature is organized. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any offspring. And so, you know, to attack that is really an attack against nature. And that's what's so sickening about all of this. But again, you know, I say, look, you're free to do what you want with your life, but what Hollywood is doing to the minds of our youth is quite sickening. Very sickening. You can follow more news about all of this. We've got a website called gender.news. Check out gender.news and also intolerance.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.